Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm not sure it's going to be super cold again. I'm not saying that winter is over, but in terms of the below zero temps or the teens, I'm not sure. Maybe I'm too optimistic about the temperature just because right now it's what, outdoors, it is 47 degrees and mostly cloudy skies. But I'll ask this of Jesse Pierce. Jesse, are the, at least for this winter, the days of you being in a bikini and it being super cold out, is it over?
No, because it's, you know, this is fool spring. We've been here before, Lake. We know that this is not real. We're going to get a blizzard in April when the Minnesota Wild are in the midst of the playoffs. It's happened before. It could always happen again. I never count us out. Who knows?
So you're, we'll see. So you're prepared that if we get, a foot or so of snow in the next couple of weeks, to get out there in the bikini and do some snow angels?
I'm committed to the brand. You know, what can I say? To a fault, committed to the brand. It's a problem, but I take my commitments and dedications very seriously. So if it happens, it happens. I got to do it.
I'm looking at the forecast, and through the next at least couple weeks, mid-March, I'm seeing 45, 51, 56. 56 this Monday.
Though.
I'm good with it.
It's going to happen around tourney time, though. It'll happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll see. We will see. All right, let's dive right in on the Minnesota. Well, no, hold on. Before we get to the Minnesota Wild, I want to get your reaction to the Four Nations. I, like everybody else, was super into it. I think that we all were invested, whether you were a Canadian or an American. Your thoughts on just how that played out?
I love it. I mean, round of applause to the NHL for being able to really expand its footprint in the sports market. I've heard from so many people who are not hockey fans how excited they were, how they had to watch that gold medal game against the U.S. and Canada, how just in general the competition level was at another tier. And that's what hockey players do. I mean, that's truly the thing. You know, I hear all the conversations surrounding how does the NBA replicate that? How does the NFL? You got to get the players to buy in like that. And I think that's what makes hockey players so unique and so special, is they're willing to do that for exhibition games, right? They're willing to die for their country during the middle of the regular season and then return. Now the challenge is, how do you keep those new fans? How do you keep those emotions high? Because it is kind of a dud to come from such an elation in the middle of the season to finishing out the regular season. Now, don't get me wrong, this is a very exciting time in the regular season while everybody is in a playoff push, but that's going to be the next big challenge. But if anything, it gets us more excited for the Olympics next year, because you're going to see that same competition, if not better. Just a tremendous, tremendous showing from the NHL.
Well, answer me this. I want your take on a take that I had to start off this week. I loved everything about the Four Nations. You had to love the energy. Some of it you just could not manufacture, because it was, you know, you had the Trump and the tariff stuff. You got the reaction from Canadians. You got the booing of the national anthem, all these things, whatever. I have said this entire time, and I stand by this, that this is something unique to hockey. Hockey is positioned well to brand this and utilize this moving forward. This is not something that the NFL can replicate. It's not something that the NBA can replicate. It's not anything any other professional sport can replicate. This is the NHL's thing. Your thoughts?
Yes, I would agree. I mean, namely, too, you look at the amount of players from different countries that play in the NHL. I was laughing. I was talking to a basketball friend, and we were discussing, could a U.S. versus the world work? I think the U.S. wouldn't fare too well either. I think that's a credit to basketball growing around the world. But, yeah, I mean, I think hockey players just take representing their country to another level, and that's not to say or suggest other players do not across those different sports, but it's something very meaningful and impactful, not just for Canada, but for Sweden and for Finland and other regions that weren't even represented at the Four Nations, because that is the one challenge that the NHL would have moving forward, is it was only an NHL representation. So you were still without some of your best players, and then you could get into the politics of Russia not participating as well and leaving those guys out. But it's unique to the NHL, which is great. I think the NHL deserves to have something of their own to really put their stamp on and to hold the torch to as well. And like I said, it gets you even more excited for the Olympics next winter.
I'll say this, you know, people can say what they want. Everybody can have an opinion about the sport and about fighting in the sport. There's no doubt in my mind that the three fights at the beginning of that helped carry over into that championship. There's no question in my mind.
Oh, absolutely. You got to get the crowd going. And I think it was a brilliant move on USA's part, because they were the away team. They were the enemies. They were the evil ones coming into Montreal. And for the Tkachuks to do that together as the Bash Brothers, for all my Mighty Ducks fans out there, and then JT Miller to round it up. And I'm also glad that they didn't replicate it and try to force it in the gold medal game then either, right? Like, I'm glad that we got it done. That was situational. It was fun. It got you going on a Saturday night. But yeah, I mean, it's a part of hockey too. And, you know, again, it's good momentum swing, good momentum shift. And I think that's why the U.S. was successful in that first matchup against Canada.
Yeah, we're talking to Jesse Pearson, Bar Down Beauties Podcast, as well as NHL.com here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, so the Wild lose to the Detroit Red Wings 3-2. Why did this loss sting last night as opposed to maybe some previous losses? Because everybody seemed to be in their feelings about this game, and I know that we were up 2-0 after one period, but why did this sting so much?
You know, I think it's just kind of one of those situations where you wanted to keep the positive mojo at home going as well, right? I mean, Minnesota has not been as successful in St. Paul this year as they have been in previous years, or really in their history as a franchise and as an organization. They had 1-2 at home before the break. They came back. They were on a 3-game winning streak, just in general, I think, to keep that good juju going. Not to mention, Minnesota did play a fairly good game. There was one goal that Gustafson allowed that I think he wants back. It was a very soft goal, kind of like a beach ball got by him there. And you wanted to get a win because Minnesota is now without Joel Eriksson-Ek, in addition to Kirill Kaprizov. Their two most invaluable players are not on the roster. So to get that win would have been kind of another statement for them, saying, hey, we've got that next man up mentality, yada, yada. But just in general, I think it would just have been nice to have that positive. They're on a quick 2-game road trip here before they are at home a ton coming up in March. So again, I think just trying to right that ship at home would have been nice for Minnesota.
I mean, is that a good thing or a bad thing, just the way that they played at home this year?
Yeah, I mean, I've said it before, H. I want them to start the playoffs on the road, I think, the way that they're performing against really good competition on the road, too. I don't know. They're going to have to figure it out. They're an 11-game homestand coming up literally every other night in March. Hopefully they don't drop the ball here.
Well, you know, one of the things that I heard from multiple people last night after, you know, this last loss is the Wild have to make a deal. They have to make a trade. The deadline is March the 7th. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that they have to figure out in order to make that work, though, too. I mean, you could look at it from every different angle. Bill Guerin is a guy that's always been fairly active around trade deadline, whether they need to or not. In Minnesota, it'll take a big fall from grace for them to lose a playoff spot. So they are in the playoffs. They have to figure out, one, how long is Kirill Kaprizov out? If he is going to be out up until the regular season, do you try to hold him out until the playoffs and use that $9 million in cap space to go and get a better player that can maybe, you know, you're never going to replace a Kaprizov, but maybe can help in that depth. And the same with Joel Eriksson-Ek. It's a week-to-week situation right now with Ecker. but is that a long-term thing? Are you going to need a player that can really help buoy this team while those two top guys are out? I don't know. I mean, I've always said a bottom six forward wouldn't hurt me. But again, Bill Guerin's hands are tied with the amount of prospects that he wants to give up and with the money that he has. There's still not a lot there right now at this juncture. So he's going to really take his time and evaluate, I think, these next four games before the deadline. I'm saying go for a bottom six forward just to help them out. But again, what's available, I don't know that it's anything super exciting out there for Bill Guerin either.
Right now, who would you say is the best team in the NHL?
Washington Capitals.
And it's not close?
It's not close. No, I don't think it's close. It's the Washington Capitals. They are so good, so much fun to watch. And Ovechkin, man, you can't,
I was just about to,
you know,
there.
Ignore. Yeah, like, God, he's so good. There's no team having more fun than the Washington Capitals, and that's yielding the success that they're having as well.
Because how many goals is he to breaking Gretzky's mark now?
12.
12,
12,
okay.
Which I hate because that means that he's probably not going to break it here in St. Paul, because I think there's like 15 games left before they're here at the end of March. But the crazy thing is,
he can go on a heater.
The man, I know, right? The man broke his leg. Could you imagine where he'd be at if he wasn't out for a month after breaking his leg, too?
Crazy.
He's come back, and it's just, he's just, the man's a machine, an absolute Russian machine. It's so much fun to watch.
All right, so last thing, and then we'll let you go. It sounds like Avery is close or around you. Is that correct?
Oh, Vera, oh, yeah, she just thinks it's so much fun to be on the radio. That's
Well, this is our chance. This is our chance. So we are fans of having drops on the show where we have the button bar. So I think that you should have Avery come over and get her prepared to do a drop for me live, and then we'll recycle it whenever we want. And the line that she needs to say is, the Lake Show baby.
Oh, I kind of like that. I'd be down for that.
Okay, let's try it.
All right. Avery, can you say, the Lake Show baby?
The Lake Show baby.
Say it one more time.
The Lake Show baby.
Wait, tell her to say it again.
The Lake Show baby. A Lake Show baby.
Yes. We got it. We got it. We will get that on the button bar. We will play. Tell her thank you. Tell her Henry says thank you.
He says thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. That's awesome. Yeah. We got to use that tonight, Chris.
She's my prop baby. I get it. I call her a prop baby all the time. So.
She's in for the bits. She loves the bits. See, she's working her way into radio at an early age.
She's attention. Yeah, she's. I don't know where she gets it from, knowing me. I have no idea. I'll be honest.
Oh, man. Well, Taylor, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for being on the show, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Talk to you, buddy.
All right. Take care. That's Jesse Pearson, the Bar Downs Beauty Podcast, as well as Avery, her daughter. That's button bar material. The Lake Show, baby. More of The Lake Show coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A Wake Show baby.
Say it again, Avery. Come on.
A Wake Show baby.
I love it. Oh. We have a new
Wake Show baby.
We have a new addition on the show. Button bar material. We got Avery, Jesse Pierce's daughter. And you heard her. Again.
It is so great to use your kids for things like that. And Jesse gets it. Jesse knows. Jesse, like, she knows. It's great.
I have
and
no
kids love it.
I have no idea where Avery gets her personality from. I'm shocked.
Yeah, I certainly not genetic, right? I mean, that's great though. Man. I love like when you get people on or you're doing something and people have their dogs or their kids or something. It is just so much. It's so much fun when you just get that natural life background, you know, sound. It's so much fun. People are like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. It's like, no, that's great.
I don't shame people for that. This is life.
Yes.
This is what happens on the radio. It's not going to always be a perfect situation. Like when we talked to Mayor Melvin Carter, and he was at the DNC. Like, it was loud.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to expect? One of my favorite things years ago, and we don't really see it as much in sports now, when you have, because we have ESPN radio and all these different outlets that do these, remember when they used to do whip arounds on NFL
yes.
Sundays?
Yes.
And they would check in at certain stadiums with stringers.
Yep.
And so this is inside radio. But what a stringer was a person that was going to do a radio hit. And they would get paid by the station to do that hit. So there were times where I did a few hits or people would do hits.
I've done it.
Yeah. Where you get like, and back in the day it was cheap. It was like $25 a hit.
You get $25 to make like a couple of phone calls during a game.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is. But that was what a stringer would do. You don't do that really anymore. Now, I've heard a couple in the last few years, but it's few and far between. But that's cool. That's how it is.
Yeah, that is. I mean, yeah, you're right. Like, stringing is one of those things that people just don't do anymore. I mean, everybody's got social media, so it's like, what is the need for a stringer when you've got so many of these independent journalists that are out there? It's like, you know, yeah, I remember when I was working in Houston and, you know, one of the shows that I did was co-hosting with Sean Salisbury, and we would have stringers all over, and it was fun. You didn't get paid a whole lot. That's yeah. But yeah, it's just, I don't know, man. When you're first starting out, you're like, you know what? This is cool. I'm going to go to a game, and all I have to do is go out and make a couple of phone calls and give somebody like a 2-minute recap, and then I can go back and watch the game. I mean, yeah, count me in for sure, for sure.
Real quick, can I give you a little bit of bad news?
Oh no.
Gopher women are getting crushed at home right now.
Really?
Against the Washington Huskies, and I've seen Washington play well. They played well against USC a little bit over a week ago, and they had a chance to pull off the upset against Juju and USC. USC ended up winning that game down the stretch. They just, you know, they defensively locked it down because I think that game was an overtime game. The Huskies lead the Golden Gophers at the Barn. It's senior night, 63-46.
Oh, how much time left?
7 minutes.
Mm.
And I'm a little bit concerned just from this standpoint. I think that the Lady Gophers are NCAA tournament team. But, man, they're on the struggle bus right now. USC, it's understandable. They lost against a really good team. Number one, UCLA, they lost. Then they lost against Iowa at home. They defeated Indiana. They lost a close one on the road to Ohio State. Oregon, they lost to at the Barn. And then they just are coming off of a game against Purdue that they won, but this is their second-to-last game. Last game at the Barn, they got one more against Michigan State, the 22nd team, 23rd-ranked team in the country. Man, do I think that the Lady Gophers are going to get in? Yes, but man, It's not a certainty.
No, I think, you know, one thing this will do is this loss will put the Gophers sub 500 in conference play at 8-9. And this will also bump Washington up to 8-9. But let me ask you this. It's like that 20-win mark used to be kind of a benchmark for, you know, not necessarily like conference winners, but these, you know, major conferences. If you're a 20-win team nowadays and you're looking to be an at-large.
I don't know what it means for the women's game anymore. Okay. I don't. I don't even know what it means for the men's game. Because there were years where the Golden Gopher men had like 18, 19 wins and they didn't get to 20 and they still got in based on strength of schedule.
Well, yeah, and I guess to me, I look at 20 wins used to be like 20 wins, it's an automatic in. Mm-hmm. Regardless, you know, if you're around 500 in conference, okay. You know, fine. But, yeah, where does that exactly put you in terms of being a bubble team? I still think that the Gophers are still very much an NCAA tournament team, but maybe it comes down to having to win a game in the Big Ten tournament just to solidify yourself.
Win a couple, maybe. I'm concerned. Pull off an upset against Michigan State, potentially. But I'm concerned because time is basically up. This is your last game at home. And you need to stack a couple of more wins.
Yeah.
That's the issue.
Yeah, I mean, they're...
And I don't expect, like when we talked to Sloan Martin last night, she talked about the quad wins and how they were over with the quad one.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. In the Mara Braun thing, you just have to expect that she's done for the year.
Yeah. And it's,
that's how you got to roll.
You can't pin your hopes on a maybe. On a lottery ticket, like if she is able to come back and give you anything great, but right now you can't look at Mara Braun and think that she's going to be a contributor to this team. Like you've gotten this far without her, and it sucks because I feel like we're seeing, I don't want to say the prime of her collegiate career, but we're seeing a good opportunity, a good chunk of time. Where she's not able to go out there and do what she's very much capable of doing, and it makes me sad. It makes me think of the what if. You know, what if she was healthy? How much better would this team be?
Well, that's been my what if the entire year. I've said that on Vanita's show at least multiple times. If Mara Braun is playing for the Golden Gophers and she's not injured this year, they're a top 25 team. There's no doubt in my mind.
I could see that.
I mean, they've got 20 wins already. I think that you're sitting at about 23 or 24.
I think, are people sold on Coach P now?
What?
Are people sold on Coach P now, taking over for Lindsay?
I'm sold. I can't speak for anybody else. I don't know. I haven't taken really the temperature of Gopher fans.
I mean, because it's always hard when one of your own, and especially somebody that was so revered and is revered and rightfully so revered, like Lindsay Whalen, when this is she.
Oh,
is,
they're moving in the right.
They're moving in the right direction, but
they got 20 wins.
Yeah,
I mean,
no, I'm not saying it wasn't the right move, but there's still people. It's like, yeah, but you replace Lindsay.
No, I don't. Like, I don't. Okay, if there's anybody out there saying that, I don't. I think they're looking at the wrong thing.
Okay,
seriously, fair enough. They have 20 wins. Will probably end up with 21 or 22 wins on the season. So yeah, they're much better right now. They're in a much better space. And Lindsay's, you know, she's on the staff now with the WNBA Minnesota Lynx. Yeah. So Lindsay's doing fine.
And I don't think what happened at the U of M and not having success coaching, to me, that affects like her legacy in the state zero. Like she is clearly solidified as
for sure
one of the all-time greats, regardless of gender, regardless of sport.
Yeah, she could. All right, coming up next, we will take a look at the local weather. And then this is not made up. This is not a bit. But this commentary, and it's a very quick soundbite on immigration. It's kind of mind-blowing. We'll get to that next year on The Lake Show.
A Lake Show, baby.
I hear you, Avery. That's awesome. Sound bites on sound bites. We will use that a lot. You know, one of the things that makes me laugh a little bit, because we all want to laugh. There's a lot of serious things going on in the world. You've got Ukraine, you've got Gaza, you got things right here in the States. Okay. But like I mentioned after your inauguration, you want to just laugh and enjoy your life and not be stuck 24/7 in politics, in wars, and all this stuff. So I'm going to try to laugh. We had fun earlier tonight with the Wendy's conversation about the Frosty. That like, and somebody was like, man, topic wise, why is this? And I'm like, man, you got to laugh a little bit, man.
Sometimes
no one wants to do a show 24/7 and it's all just.
It's got to be. It doesn't have to be heavy.
Dying. Yeah, everything shouldn't be. No show on our station does heavy topics every single segment.
I think that. It's like telling a story, right? It's when there's something heavy, you get into it. When there's something light, it's you bring people have to get up to get down. You can't be up all the time. You got it. We've all got emotions. Sometimes it's good to just sit back and get into these absurd thoughts and conversations.
Yep.
Because the serious things are going to come. They will always be there.
And, you know, one of the things that comes up, and we see it more so with the election cycle and on the campaign trail, is when you have every 4 years, and it's not even just every 4 years, but maybe, you know, once a year, a few times throughout the years, is you'll see people making the rounds. Like you've got the guys from the Comedy Central, and I can't remember the two guys' names, but they go around to different rallies. Political rallies, and they'll ask supporters of whatever candidate. And a lot of times, the last few years, it's been MAGA supporters. And they'll ask them questions, and they'll get like the funniest responses. And they'll just, you know, they'll be narratives or certain things that supporters will say, and they'll be like, "Well, hold on, that's not real. That's not factual. These are the facts." And then when they get the facts, then the people will be kind of, they'll look a little dumb, right? Where's the dunce cap at?
It's echoing the talking points.
Yes.
And we, it's not meant to be disrespectful, but we know, like, when you hear something or you go to an area or you start a conversation, you immediately know what the talking points are and how the conversation is going to go.
Yep.
Based on the verbiage that is explained in that conversation.
And the face of that has been Jordan Klepper. He is the guy from
The Daily Show.
On Comedy Central.
Great, fantastic, smart,
and when
sharp
he and when he crashes these rallies and stuff like that, it's just it's hilarious.
He does it in such a way that
he educates, but at the same time the people look dumb.
Yeah, it's not meant to be a got you.
Well, it is,
but it's not done. I don't think it's done with the malicious intent. To me, when something like this happens,
he's trying to be eye opening.
Yes, exactly. To show like, hey, the facts and the narrative, they don't match, and trying to show where the logic and reality, where the two of them. They miss each other in a lot of these conversations and a lot of these places that he goes.
Well, listen to this. This one, and this is a very quick soundbite, and this is not Jordan, okay? This is not Jordan Klepper, but this is a gentleman by the name. He does a similar thing. His name is Walter Matt Masterson,
yep.
Okay? And this one is about the topic of illegal immigration and just with immigrants. But the focus here is about Jesus as an illegal immigrant.
Jesus was here right now. Would you let him in?
As long as he came here legally.
Jesus Christ came to this country legally, right. We would let him in.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. No, thank you.
We're talking about Jesus. Jesus. Play it one more time. Play it one more time. And then I'll kind of give people some context as to, in the video, what we saw. Because it is important to kind of to talk about what we saw in the video.
Jesus was here right now. Would you let him in?
As long as he went through the proper...
As long as he came here legally. As long as Jesus Christ came to this country legally, we would let him in.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. No, thank you.
It's Jesus Christ is what we're talking about. And it just...
Oh, gosh.
To put it into context, it is two gentlemen and a woman that are standing there, and he's talking to them. He's got a Bible. Because they'd like to... One of the things that he does, Masterson will fact-check people with the actual Bible.
Yes.
And it's very much an eye-opening conversation on camera when people actually see the words, and then he puts things and he draws scenarios and all that stuff, whatever. So he's talking to them. Okay? And to be fair, because the woman that says if he goes through the proper, she's got a MAGA hat on, the other people, they don't, I can't, I'm assuming they're Trump supporters. I will assume that because they're with her. Maybe I'm jumping to an assumption. But the one gentleman in the video at the very end, when he's like, you know, thank you, whatever, and he's like moving her like, and then Masterson says, well, no, thank you, because of the absurdity of that comment, that you'd be questioning Jesus in 2025 in this moment. But in the thing, when they're moving on, the guy kind of looks at the camera like, yeah, I'm with her. She might be my significant other, and I can't believe she just said that. Did you peep that on the video? It was like secondhand embarrassment.
I don't know if they feel embarrassment.
If you look at the video, you can tell he's embarrassed by that.
When I see things like that, I'm not surprised, because there are talking points and there are buzzwords that have been put out there that, I mean, let's be honest, people don't understand what it is that it really means. We know about it on the surface, but when people get pressed on certain issues, they don't know anything more than what we're...
Well, it's like the tariffs thing. When people were talking about tariffs, and they didn't understand the whole thing about tariffs. They didn't understand tariffs. I think that tariffs is the number one out of all the topics where people said this and that about tariffs, but didn't really understand tariffs.
Yeah, and it frustrates me, because... I mean, we're all, during COVID, we were about doing our own research, right? We're all about, I want to make sure that I make the best decision for my family.
Yep.
Rightfully so. Don't ever just blindly accept what somebody tells you as fact.
Yep.
That is one of the worst things that anybody can do, no matter who you follow.
There's been several things that I have seen over the course of the last week that's been promoted by accounts on the left. And I'm like, nah, that doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
And then you look into it, and I'm like, nah, this person, this is kind of, they're playing the game, because people will do it, right? Like,
absolutely.
People that are left-leaning will do the same thing.
They'll do the same thing. Absolutely.
And so I've seen that several times, and I'm like, nah, man, that's not a winning, you know, whatever, tweet or whatever.
No, there are, let's make this perfectly clear. This is not a once. I'm of the belief, Henry, that you can't both sides every issue.
No, you can't.
As much as you'd like to be like, you got to give.
Most times in life, pick a side.
Yeah, you gotta pick a side. But with this, you do have people left-leaning that absolutely 100% are guilty
of the
same ignorance,
yep,
and just reckless posting to try and say harmful things to get their point across, when that's not constructive.
If you see the video, though, and you'll have to relook at it again, Chris.
Yeah, I'll relook at it when we get off.
The gentleman she's with in the cowboy hat, he looks at the camera, and he's kind of like, we're done here. And he's like, thank you. And he's pushing her along. And Masterson's like, no, thank you.
Yeah. I hear so much about the... I hear so much about, you know, the Christianity and following the teachings of Jesus and believe, but yet the actions go against everything that you are told about Christianity. Like, it goes against just everything that I hear people talk about. And I'm like, if we're talking about the same Jesus Christ that I was taught about growing up, going to church, going to Sunday school, you know, to confirmation, everything like that, how can you just blatantly be so dismissive of those of who Jesus Christ was? If you're going to follow the teachings, then you should.
Because I think we pick and choose.
Well, we do.
We pick and choose.
We do. And it's, we need to be more consistent.
Yep. All right. 651-461-9226. Final segment of the Lake Show coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it?
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A Lake Show, baby.
Thank you, Avery. All right, final couple of minutes. I'm looking forward to tomorrow talking to, and let me see how many times or how long we should chat with him tomorrow. Matthew Collar, Purple Insider.
He's not doing anything now. Vikings are playing.
Combine, baby. Matthew Collar's at the combine. So I want to talk, because one of the things that we haven't really talked about on the show yet, but it's a talker at the combine, is what will be the decision on Sam Darnold? And I think that people have mixed thoughts on it. Like, I think that there are some people out there, a lot of people out there that are like, bring him back. But what does bring him back mean? Does it mean bring him back on a multi-year deal? Does it mean franchise tag him? And then you got a lot of people out there that are saying, let's roll with JJ. I'm officially at this specific point. As much as I like Sam Darnold, I don't want to franchise tag him at $41 million to bring him back. I would rather, and this may sound absurd, I will mention this to Matthew Collar. He'll probably laugh me off the show tomorrow. Or laugh at me on the show. He can't laugh me off my own show. I'm a little bit intrigued by Daniel Jones.
I don't think Daniel Jones, short of J.J. McCarthy not being completely ready, I don't think Daniel Jones would get the starting gig here. Now, you could maybe go into training camp and say, hey, Daniel Jones, J.J. McCarthy, it's an open competition. I am also in the Sam Darnold. It was nice. It was fun. You exceeded expectations. Go out, make some money. Go out. I would not want to use the tag and then trade him unless you absolutely knew that you were going to be able to get something for him. I don't know. I think last year could not have gone any better for the Minnesota Vikings. I really believe that. You got railroaded the last three games of the season. Fine. You know, whatever, no big deal. Last two games of the season.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you're looking at it, you still want to stay on course. Because if Sam Darnold turns back into a pumpkin, then your entire trajectory and your plan is gone. Because you've committed all of this money to a guy that has shown that he was a fluke. And I don't know that he was a fluke, but the last couple of games scared me.
This is the deal. And this is what's super intriguing, is that Sam Darnold, in my opinion, is a guy that if you re-sign him to a multi-year contract and he shows that this was just a mirage, I think Kwesi would end up getting fired after a couple of years. I'm dead serious.
You have to.
And Kwesi, by the way, hasn't gotten a new contract. I'm going to ask Matthew about that. Like, what is the deal there? KOC got his contract. Was that a month ago?
Yeah, a month and a half ago or so.
No, it wasn't a month and a half ago. It was like...
right after the Super Bowl,
yeah.
Right? Okay, yeah, maybe a month ago.
That, I find that interesting, dude.
I'm not going to read into it that much. Because I believe that it will happen.
What's taking so long is the question. I'm not saying he's not going to get a contract, but like he's at the combine.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just a matter of logistics, kind of with the Justin Jefferson thing. And I know Justin Jefferson, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, not the same caliber. But I think, you know, there are probably, you know, pitfalls and, you know, everything that you have to figure out with negotiations. I believe it will be done. But you can't – I just don't think you risk it for the biscuit with Sam Darnold. I don't think you do it. You just don't do it. I think you take a chance with the unknown because the unknown with J.J. McCarthy is scary. It could flop. It could blow up in your face. Or he could finally be the guy at 22 years old, 23 years old. We don't know what the ceiling is. I think we've seen the ceiling for Sam Darnold.
This very well could be the... Well, but how old is Sam, though, too?
It's like 27.
Yeah. We probably haven't seen the best of Sam Darnold yet, either. But maybe the best of Sam Darnold is with KOC.
That very well could be it. Because KOC said, hey, I was proud to be part of the journey with Sam Darnold. I was proud to be part of what got him here. I took it as essentially go out and get yourself paid. If I could help you in that, cool.
For sure.
Go for it. And I think that's great by KOC.
Yeah, I think the way that KOC has kind of pitched it to Sam is like, use us as a stepping stone
yes.
to get big money.
Absolutely.
We may or may not be able to sign you, but you will be in a better place. And absolutely, 100%, that's what happened.
And how secure can you be as a head coach in an organization to let your franchise get, and it's so transparent. I mean, we can all kind of read the tea leaves. I mean, I know they're going to try and, you know, smoke and mirrors and all of that. You have to roll with JJ, but I like how the Vikings are handling this from a mature, respectable point of view. Say, hey, you played your ass off. You did great. But you know what? We're going to go in this direction. Teams out there need a quarterback. You go get as much money as you can.
Yep.
I love it.
Get paid, young man.
Yep.
Golden Gophers, The women did fall tonight at home to Washington, 72-62. I'm sure that Vanita will ask me about that tomorrow morning. All right, that's going to wrap up the show. Back at it again at 6. And like I said, Matthew Collar. We'll talk to him about the NFL Combine, Vikings needs, tomorrow night right here on the show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.